Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon vows he will never give in to pressure or threats over his plan to evacuate Jewish settlements in the Gaza Strip. Sharon is facing bitter criticism for that decision. Israeli political and security leaders warn the atmosphere in the country is reminiscent of what it was just before Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated 9 years ago. Ariel Sharon was among Rabin's fiercest critics in those days. Today, as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, the Prime Minister remembered his fallen predecessor and offered an apology.
By the Hebrew calendar, it was 9 years ago today that Yitzhak Rabin was murdered by a Jewish religious fanatic, Yigal Amir, as he left a peace rally in support of the Oslo Accords. A short time earlier, a group of pro-settlement rabbis had said that the life of anyone abandoning part of the land of Israel was forfeitable. Today, a somber Ariel Sharon sat at the Rabin gravesite on Mount Herzl, surrounded by a phalanx of dark-suited security men. Weeks before the assassination, Sharon had appeared at an anti-Rabin rally that featured posters of Rabin in a Nazi SS uniform and a crowd screaming that Rabin was a traitor. Now, with graffiti on the walls of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv declaring, "We killed Rabin, we'll kill Sharon," the Prime Minister faced the Rabin family and said the disputes were never personal.
If in the heat of the debate words were said that should not have been said, I am sorry. Freedom of expression must not be restricted. However, one must guard one's tongue. We must never forget the lesson of November 4th, 1995.
Each year at this time, Israeli commentators wonder if that lesson has indeed been learned. But this year the fears are sharper than ever, because now Sharon is forcing the religious right to confront the same dilemma Rabin forced on them, to advance the secular political interests of the state of Israel at the cost of some of the land of Israel, which they believe is theirs by divine right. Gershom Gorenberg, author of The End of Days, a study of religious fundamentalists and Jerusalem's Temple Mount, says it's a symbolic accident of history that Sharon's disengagement plan was approved by the Knesset on the anniversary of Rabin's murder.
There is a tremendous irony in the fact that Ariel Sharon, who in 1995 was speaking at the furious rallies against Rabin, urging them on in their protests, that it's the same Ariel Sharon who today is insisting that Israel must give up heavily populated Arab land in order to survive.
Gorenberg says one of the most chilling aspects of the Rabin assassination is that it worked, because no other Israeli leader could pick up the Oslo torch. He says, if anything, the situation now is even more extreme.
One can at least say of the Oslo Accord that Rabin's own party fully supported his actions. In the current case, Ariel Sharon has broken with the ideology of his own party and very possibly broken the party. And therefore, the process is really dependent on him personally.
After Prime Minister Sharon returned to his seat at today's Rabin memorial service, Rabin's daughter Dalia rose to remember her father and to say she now fears for Sharon's well-being.
Today there's an important decision, and again there is cursing and threats, and again targets are being marked, and the rabbis have not changed, and again there's religious rulings legitimizing violence, and yes, again there's blood graffiti on the walls and fear of the next murder.
Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.